Richard Howell Shaw. I am a person, not a native of Newport, but I've frequented it on many occasion. I will be telling you my experience of watching The Cult on the Love Electric tour sometime in the late 80s. I can't quite exactly work out when it was. Newport Centre. I think it was my first gig. I'm not sure. Or my first proper gig. It was. So I went to see Public Enemy, and like I've got a timeline thing going on, so I can't quite work out whether it was Public Enemy or The Cult. Quite a difference between the two. What was memorable about it was I was very young. I was still in school, so I must have been. I was less than 16, so maybe 15 or 14 years old. And I was making my own attempts at trying to be a young man, I guess. And it was an interesting, kind of scary experience because I was in a large town and I'm used to small villages. Because I was surrounded by people who were drunk and I wasn't. That's probably another reason why it's my most memorable gig, because I wasn't heavily intoxicated. I was wearing a pair of tight black jeans, winkle pickers, and a ski jacket. I hadn't quite formed my look by that time, or maybe my budget hadn't extended to a black jacket, and I certainly didn't know what patchouli was. I was wondering if I could, if I may be a goth. The most memorable bit of the gig, I think, was the spitting. The audience was spitting at the band, and I remember Ian Astbury, singer of The Cult, said, "Any more phlegm and we're stopping the gig." And I believe that Billy Duffy shouted, "Yeah." They carried on, so my assumption is there was less spitting. But that doesn't really go with the punk ethos of the early Cult, maybe. I don't know. Was there a punk ethos with the Cult? I mean, I wasn't spitting. It wasn't my fault. I don't know what Ian Astbury's mum looks like, but I can hazard a guess. I think he was wearing a large fur hat. And a leather jacket. But I'm just... No, I'm just that's a composite of imagery from that time. He was probably wearing a lot of phlegm as well. Yeah, I would say there were a number of goth types. There were some punk types. I mean, I think back in those days, kind of people tended to kind of... There was an element of tribalism, but people would also come together for certain acts. So definitely felt like there was a culture thing going on. There weren't too many people like me, but then I was very young to be going there. I think even I was aware of that at the time. That's why I was slightly scared. Felt like a different world. Yeah. I think there were about three or four of us from school. I can't remember how we got here. I can't remember how we got back. But we did. I can't remember how I would negotiate that with my parents either. But it's my first proper gig. I think. I'm not clear. It could have been Public Enemy. I would say it would be Cold. Because, yes, once again, I was wearing a ski jacket. I felt pretty cool in school. I felt slightly more unruly. I felt that I was slightly better, maybe, than other people, or I had a little bit of a secret. I was feeling quite young. I would have felt connected, happy, and joyful.